This week on the Fifth Trooper podcast.
That's what I'm doing today. Hot take. Boom.
No, I get it. I mean, like, look at like...
Eat it, efficiency and math. Screw you.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper podcast, where we talk everything, and I mean everything Legion. That's right. Star Wars Legion. That's what we talk about on this podcast.
What we got.
I don't know what other podcasts you're listening to, but we talk Star Wars Legion faux show. My name is Jay Shalansky, and I'm joined by Evan Bulris.
How's it going?
Hey, man. How are you?
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Excellent.
So let's get some stuff out of the way. Number one, this is very exciting. If you haven't listened to Notorious Scoundrels or you don't listen to them, number one, you should be listening to them. And number two, they announced it yesterday on their cast, but basically for Christmas, since we're all going to be Christmasing it up, since we're all into Christmas over here, both podcasts, we pre-recorded a Christmas special. It'll be airing on Wednesday, which is the day after Christmas, on both podcasts. So if you are a member of both podcasts and you tend to listen to both of us, you just have to listen to one next week. It'll just be either ours or theirs, probably ours. You should definitely listen to ours. Our recording of it is 10 times better than their recording of it. but it's myself and Evan and all three Notorious Scoundrels. And we're talking about, you know, our expectations for 2019. Some, you know, a lot of speculation, stuff we don't normally do. And so we had a good time. It was ridiculous and fun and just something nice for you guys to have Christmas week, since we'll, you know, we'll be with our families and all that. Number two is, I just want to remind everyone out there, we're still doing the giveaway, and that's the fifthtrooper.com/giveaway. We have, so the FD laser already has been won, and we now, next up is Snow Troopers, and then Scouts, and then the, if you're watching on the video, I got Evan Vanna White over here.
That's the name.
Yeah, there you go. Showing off the product. And then a corset. And this is just really a thank you for listening to us and Notorious Scoundrels, you know, the whole Fifth Trooper network. Just thank you for being a listener and enjoying the content. And we're going to give you some free junk.
It is a period of civil war.
Yeah.
Dot, 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 dot.
That is correct.
It is the back of the box.
Yeah. And I know what some of you are thinking, gee, Jay, there was only one real Rebel thing in there and there's two Empire base. And that's because I'm an Empire player and I buy a lot of extra of that. So take that, guys.
Fair. Yeah. Got them.
And if you're not Empire, you're not winning.
How many Scout Troopers do you have back there?
Well, I'm giving one away.
So four left.
Four, five, maybe five. I might have five now.
Oh, pre-ordering stuff on Amazon's dangerous.
Yeah. So sure. So what I did was I just, so everybody out there, a little behind the curtains of Jay's life, I went and pre-ordered just everything. Like, I just pre-ordered it all from somewhere. I don't enjoy how they're treating me, so I'm not going to plug them on the podcast.
All right.
It's not Amazon. I pre-ordered from somebody everything. And then they haven't been coming in time, or they're not shipping them, or there's problems. And so I've just been buying them again because I want them. And, you know, I have use for them, you know.
Support your local stores, what are you saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I made a huge mistake, and I'm sorry to everybody.
Just everybody involved.
Especially to you, the listener, because that was a weird diatribe. So... what are we doing today? That's a great question. I just asked myself. I don't know what we're doing today. No, we're going to do a couple things today. So number one, the Wookiee Warriors got previewed today.
Sure did.
So we're gonna go through that, talk about that. Everybody and their mother's talking about it, but whatever. We're going to jump on the bandwagon and screw all those other guys. We're going to have the best take on it. Then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to kind of talk about maybe our top five units right now that we think are the better units, starting from 5-1 being the best. And then I know a lot of people have kind of talked about and asked me like what lifts we're playing now and what we're thinking about bringing LVO and stuff. And so we're going to go ahead and talk about that. And then so this next topic I'd kind of like to talk about is efficiency when you're building your lists. And this is something that it's a very Jekyll and Hyde thing for me. And this goes across like any type of thing, game that you've played, like, you know, you with X-Wing, with mm-hmm. with Warhammer, now with Legion, like it's how to build a list that's really efficient, how to do all these, you know, Einstein mathematical equations to figure out what the most efficient units are, what's the most efficient army list, blah, 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 blah. And, listen, Notorious Scoundrels talk about this. Like, this is their specialty, right? And I get it. And I see the value in that for some of you. But I'm talking to you, the guy who is just trying to have fun.
They exist in this game? What?
It's me.
Yeah, it's...
Like, you know, we've been doing this podcast long enough. We've been talking to enough people. I've been reading enough of our, you know, other community leaders' information in their blogs and everything, and I enjoy the content and I enjoy thinking about the mathematical stuff sometimes. I don't enjoy it all the time, and quite frankly, you know, one of the things that comes up a lot, and you know, some people pick on me for this, is there's certain moves that may not seem efficient or economically valuable at the time you make them, and I get what they're saying, okay? And I get that you're trying to be the most efficient when you come to the table. You're going to make the most efficient moves. You're going to make... But here's where my argument is. And I don't want to say this and seem like some, like, smart guy here that are trying to, like, boast. But there's this interesting book that I'm sure you guys all know about, and I'm just going to be funny here, but it's called The Art of War.
Okay? Oh, that old chestnut.
That you don't read that by the fire every night?
I own like 4 different copies of it at this point.
It's, and I don't mean to be like, I'm not trying to be some like intellectual prick here. It's valuable in the fact of just having you think about, I mean, this is why they've rewritten this book for like business. They've rewritten this book for... literally anything you can think about. And sometimes it's not about making the most efficient move. It's not about making the most logical move. Sometimes I think there's a passage in there that says, if your enemy's expecting you to go big, go small. If your enemy's expecting you to go small, go big. Because you're just trying to... It's not just about being efficient. It's not about being the most efficient, having the best list. It's about making choices that your opponent doesn't expect to win the day.
So, yeah. All right. I'll counterpoint you here.
All right, go ahead.
We'll start fencing.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that's why I play 2 ATSTs, even though they're kind of trash sometimes.
Right.
Like, to me, I like having them on the table and someone walks over and says, oh, cool, ATSTs. And like, what is this game? And I'm like, well, it's Star Wars Legion. They go, what? You know, then you know, when we play, it's like we stop and like, yeah, it's Star Wars, Warhammer, but you only got to spend like $80 and you're good to go, right? Like, it's that opens up a topic, right? Where when people see ATRTs or like not even that anymore, it's just like troops. Like, if they're not really looking, it's hard to tell what the game is. So I play them just so they look cool on the table, right? And people see them and then I can like, oh, Star Wars. Everyone knows what an ATST is. They may call it an AT-AT, right? They may get the name wrong, but they know what it is, right?
Yep.
The visual. That's why the Snowspeeder. You know, you play 2 at PAX, like, whatever. They look
fun.
They look cool.
Yeah.
Like, they look cool. Like, that's why everybody is so mad that they're kind of bad.
Yes.
Right? Is like this awesome model. I paid $30 for it. It should shoot the guns well, and it doesn't shoot the guns well. Right. So I agree with one point where it's just like play what you want. Right. Like,
yeah.
But like on X-Wing, for example, because I'll talk about list building here. Like when I went to Nova. This past year, I brought a would be considered a wholesome list. Like, it had all arcs, no bombs. Mm-hmm. Had to move in the right areas. I was playing quick draw midnight,
and an Upsilon shuttle because I was doing the full first order thing before it was going to be cool in 2.0.
Yeah.
But man, did no one even knew what half the crap I was doing. So one of the Upsilon upgrade cards is it's a big title. It's Kylo Ren shuttle. It's like a book. It's like, I nominate a ship to do this, and then you have the choice to nominate another ship. And like, even the players who have played a long time, like in the big community, they're like, excuse me? Like, look at this card, right? Like, it's sometimes playing the weird stuff throws people off because you're not playing the meta, right? And I made day two with it, and I got knocked out pretty early, but I thought I did pretty good playing all these, like, very tournament-ready, like, to me, they're not fun lists where it's like, I have a turret that shoots 360. It always does the damage. Nothing you could do about it. You're going to eat a bomb. Deal with it, right? Those feels bad lists that win. I won without that.
Mm-hmm.
And that can also be true attributed to, like, even if you make a super efficient list, sometimes dice just say, no, not today. Like,
yeah,
that happens too.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, it's a dice game.
100%.
Number one. Number one, right?
It's the only gambling I'll allow myself to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's my other problem. No matter what anybody tells you right now, I don't care who you listen to, what you read. If they're telling you there's a meta and there's a list that's the best list, it's false. It's just straight up false.
It literally changes every month.
Yeah, there is no meta in this game right now.
A meta will exist when these two factions bottom out. And there's like, this is everything we got.
Right.
Everything's released. And then they start putting out stuff for the new factions. But until then, it literally changes every month. Like, you know, people were saying, this is it, like, Veer's bikes. When's the last time you saw Veer's bikes?
Right.
And nothing's changed. It's still, in theory, great, right? Like, I throw 40 dice at you, and they're on bikes, and I can go wherever I want, and I have maximum firepower, right? Like,
yeah.
No one's, when's the last time you saw that at a tournament, right? Like,
I agree, and I think it is still, here's the problem. I would say any combination, well... Maybe not air speeders or two air speeders. Yeah.
Don't do that.
But any other combination of list, as long as you get the right number of activations, I think there's an argument there too, right? Depending on how powerful your list is and what it can do. So what I'm saying to you out there is, and this isn't for all of you, and I'm sorry about that. I don't feel like being broad on this one. I'm just tired of being having the community be talked down to because they don't want to play what the meta is or efficient list. You want to play a fun list. And furthermore, we've had conversations about this too. Is like, you got to play not only a list that's going to do well, like I get that, right? But you also have to play something that makes sense to you.
Or you enjoy. Like when I went to PAX, sure. I brought an X-Wing list that was considered meta. Most of it, I couldn't do the whole thing, so I had to. And I didn't have fun, man. Like, I did 3-3, which is fine. I just really didn't enjoy any of my games. So, like, I wish I'd brought in something that was a lesser power level or not as good or just what I wanted and at least just played what I wanted, right?
Yeah, and I think there's a balance there for sure, but I'm just... And I get it, guys. I know. Efficiency makes sense. I understand the math behind it. I get it. It doesn't mean, it's proven. It doesn't win all the time, man. Like, you could have the most efficient list, but you're still making dumb choices in the battle. So the other is true too. You can have a medium efficiency list. Like, I'm not saying you can't go low efficiency. Like, that's crazy, but you gotta go medium efficiency at least. Or something that's going to throw... Okay, now here's a perfect example, because I don't want to be vague about this. Evan.
Yeah.
Tell us what your list is right now.
Two ATSTs with mortars, two snipers, five troopers, just naked, nothing, four stormtroopers, and Veers.
Okay. Some people would say that is a crazy, not efficient list. You shouldn't be running that. I would argue it's a medium efficiency list because no one is prepared for it right now.
No, my ATSTs always live.
Yeah.
It's very rare that one goes down and I can bully people with them. Like,
and so you could sit there and this is for the guys out there that are running lists that they like that have been working for them and then hear somebody say that it's not, you know, that this is efficient or this is better. Nobody knows, man. Like, we don't know. Nobody knows. It's just best guess at this point and what we've seen.
I mean, so looking at stat-wise, there's something to be said about that. But, man, like, you can't... Like, our last game, Jay, like, you know, I threw... I had my ATST, I'm like, 8 damage. I'm like, eat it, right? Like, those guys are dead, and you're like, 8 of AIDS. And I'm like, okay. Or we had my league game on TTS. I played the gentleman from Buffalo, and, you know, he had, like, to be fair, like, my dice were hot a couple times. I wiped out a whole thing of Stormtroopers, one blast from an ATST. Like, that felt good, right? I'm like, finally. Then Vader rolled up, and he did one clutch. I mean, it wasn't the only reason he won, but it was, like, a very, very strong point. He did one clutch Master of Evil, and I never rolled one of those suppression off. I had to lose 3 turns of just one action things that just killed me, right? Like, he had a clutch move there. Vader killed an ATST, which I know I said very rarely. That's the first time I've ever had one just go.
Yeah.
And then the other one gave him a blast, got him rid of him, but the damage was done, right? Yeah. Like, so that was a good move on his part. And I'm like, well, I'll roll off some of this suppression. Like, no big deal. Nope. Right. It was the most miserable, you know, just like, you could hear my irritation. I'm like, okay, 4, boop, 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 boop. You know, hit the roll, tick, 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 rolls up, falls blank. And I'm just like, dude, son, you know, I'm just like cursing the whole time, like moving stuff off. I wasn't mad at him. I'm just like, goddamn dice, you know, doing all this stuff. So, you know, everyone's like, oh, man, Boba Fett's unbeatable. He surges on hit, the crits. And when we played, I rolled 5 blanks.
Yeah.
Boba Fett just went down. Right. I'm just like, oh, well, okay. I mean, those are crazy outliers, but that stuff just happens sometimes.
Yeah. Here's where I'm getting, and I don't think people like Orchimedes over at Never Tell Me the Odds and Notorious Scoundrels, I don't think he would disagree with this. So, like, for instance, his blog is focused on the numbers and like the efficiencies of, and, you know, he does some gameplay stuff too. But what I would argue is that you could put together the most efficient list, okay, right now. But if you misplay, or if the dice don't go your way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's real rough when you like start seeing. That's why I used to run 6 troopers with ATSTs, and I had the laser blasters on them too.
Right.
Until I'm like, I don't have Pierce, and so I'm like, this is kill. Like when I fought you, I'm like 13 dice, and I'm like 6 damage. You're like Guardian 2, block, palp takes 1, and I'm like, oh, you know, so. Like it's, you start seeing some things in your list that you'd like.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've had games with those 2 stupid robots where like they've done nothing. They've been 420 points of just pure garbage.
Yep.
But I've also had games where they took the whole army. I had Veer, you know, Veers between them, just handing, they double aim each shot, and my snowtroopers were just out there like punching rebels to death. Like they couldn't shoot them, so they had to run up and punch them. Like it's just the madness. Sometimes the dice just, you can have your fixes and you can look at statistics, and yeah, the information that Orchimedes puts out is real great.
Yeah.
Like, real, like, you know, hey, like, on average, you should be looking at this many hits.
Yeah.
On average, you should be looking at this many defense die. And that's really good to keep in mind when you're like, you know what? I love snowtroopers. I'm going to make a snowtrooper army. So you put your snowtrooper army together. You have got your E-webs, right? And you got Veers. You're making, like, you know, Empire Strikes Back list. But then you start, then you can, like, look at, go to his stuff and be like, should I take the ion gun or the flamethrower? And then he's got great breakdowns.
The spreadsheets,
like, this is probably not great and why this is probably preferred. And you're like, oh, cool. So you get to play your theme of your army, plus you get some insight. Like, I think that's where that stuff really comes in. Is like, plus, I mean, he also has a maximum firepower invite, I know, right? Yeah. I'm over here, like, losing on TTS.
But yeah, but and so I guess this is more like this is something that bugs me, but I guess I'm thinking of it from you, the listener's point of view. Like if you're playing a list and then you hear somebody tell you it's not efficient, but you feel like it's winning and it's doing well. Listen, man, nobody knows what they're talking about. Not me, not Evan, not nobody.
Yeah, it's true. That drives me to play it more. If someone says what I have is bad, I'm just a sucker for an underdog, so like I'll just the dumb list I was playing was like 5 troopers with DLT, Vader, Veers, and Boba Fett. One tournament, steamrolled, no problem. Next tournament, dead last. Like, and I just sat like the car ride home. I was just silent.
Right, yeah, just like, that was a tough car ride home. Yeah.
What happened? Like, I wasn't mad. I was just like super shocked. Like,
yeah,
when you're not that last table, and you're
I
like,
feel that was partially my fault too.
Yeah, here's another. Oh, his bikes won't do max damage. 6 hits. Boba Fett will be okay. 6 blanks. Okay. All right. Bikes roll up on Vader. Vader spends that dodge token. Sure, no problem. Six hits, six blanks. Okay. Yeah. You know, you just at that point, like, I'm at the bomb table, this other guy, like, and we're like, he's like, we're measuring kind of sloppy, things happen. I'm like, I don't care, whatever, man. Like, yeah, that's just like, I'm in the salt mines. We're here to, I'm having fun at this point because I'm way out of it. But no, I mean, it just, it changed, right? Like, that was a 180 degree turnaround. Like, yeah, I'm like, well, maybe I have it. Like, I have a chance. I was thinking I was going to be like top seed with that list, and that just came out bottom.
Yeah. And so what I'm getting at here is efficiency is good. I understand it. Thinking about your list, thinking about what it does and how well it does, that all makes sense to me. And I'm not saying negative stuff against it. What I'm saying is there's a ton of factors that go into each game. And I'm trying to encourage myself, but also other people to look at the efficiencies, but don't think that certain things are like sinkholes for points, because you know what, man, it may work for you. Like, if you have a game plan where recon intel works, like, dude, use it. Don't listen to somebody else.
Sure. I had 2 points left on my list. I almost put on Veers just for the lulls, right? Yeah. Like, I don't, whatever. That if I didn't, I would have lost a bid once. So, like, right, there's that. But no, I agree, man. Like, at this point, as long as it's not something like really just nuts,
yeah,
like, I can't even give you an example. Because even if you just took, well, I guess, as long as your list wasn't one commander, six naked stormtroopers, and then nothing else, and you're just like, I have a 400-point bid. Like, right, as long as you're not doing something that nuts, like, you're filling up your list with stuff, like, you should be okay. Like,
yeah. It's all about gameplay, too. And yeah, the dice roll and, you know, just trying to back up your plans and stick with your game plan and stuff like that. And listen, there's going to be players out there that outthink you and outplay you. That's different than them having a more efficient list, I think. And so,
sure,
I guess the reason I'm kind of up on this is, like, I've just been hearing a lot about this, about efficiency and list building, efficiency and unit building. And I get it, but it's not all there is to this game. There's a lot of strategy. There's a lot of in the moment tactics. Okay, so you can have strategy, you can have efficient list, but then tactically speaking, in the moment, are you making the right decisions? Or, like, you know, if you see something happening, can you adjust accordingly or not? Maybe you don't need to adjust. Maybe you can see something happen, like, it doesn't matter, I'm just gonna keep going.
Yep. No, I agree.
So I just kind of wanted to bring that up. It's just something that's, and maybe I'm not formulating a good enough opinion on it right now, but this is just me reacting to it because I don't like how it's coming across. And so I just...
Reaction podcast.
Yeah, screw it. That's my hot take. That's what I'm doing today. Hot take. Boom.
No, I get it. I mean, like, look at, like...
Eat it, efficiency and math. Screw you.
Look at those 1.4 cannons. Like, we were real down on them. Then we played one of our friends who's brand... three of them, which might be a lot, but
that was too many.
But even like two of them were like, really you'll good. Never use them. And then, like, wow, I'm getting shot every turn, or like E-webs.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, these are real hot trash. 1.4s are the way to go. And then I didn't really think about move and standby.
Right.
Right. Like, that didn't even cross my mind. So I'm like, well, they can't move and shoot. Why even move? Right. Like, there's.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I was down on both of those, and now I'm running E-webs in my list, like, because with Palpatine, they're real good.
Yeah.
We pull the strings.
Fire pulls, like, the move. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Standby or fire. No, man, that's why, like, we're going to bring it up, the Wookiees.
Yeah.
And looking at them, I'm like, I don't know about these. As a card, you know, we'll pull up the cards here in a minute, we'll talk about them, but I lean toward the first, not the First Order. Oh, if only my First Order was here. I lean toward the Crayola guards, Imperial guards, out of the two. But again, I say that, and then someone's going to run up with Wookiees
and demolish you.
Yeah, really make me miserable. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Well, and I want to say this. I reserve the right to change my mind on this, too. So in like 10 podcasts, I may come back and tell you efficiency is the way to go. And I who cares?
Episode number 8, just ignore episode number 8. We're sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, that little guy, don't worry about that little guy. But it's just how I feel right now. And I think I get it, man. We're all trying to come up with information. We all got big, you know, we got LVO, we got Adepticon. We all got this stuff that we want to do. But
We have no idea what those new commander cards are going to be for the generics.
Yeah, we don't know.
We've seen like one of each.
Right, and I think Jin and Krennic and the Death Troopers are going to, and Pathfinders are going to change the game.
I will be pre-ordering 4 Death Troopers and then Krennic, and I don't even care if that list is bad. I just want to walk across the board with 4 sets of Death Troopers. I really want to see the article. I hope they release like the article with the full spoilage so I can see, like, I can already start, like, I want pre-list build with this before I make a $100 purchase of plastic men. But no, like, if I was playing Rebels, like, I keep thinking Chewie when he comes out, I got a lot of Rebels to buy, but I just want to do Han and Chewie, man. Yeah. I don't care that it's good or bad. I want to use, Sorry About the Mess, get my aim and dodge, give Chewie an aim and dodge, and then use Notorious Scoundrels, get my Sorry About the Mess back, next turn play Sorry About the Mess. Like, I don't care if it's good. Like, I think it's hilarious. Like,
right.
Just get up there and just give them all my free aims and Pierce 2. Like, that's so good. So, again, it's just play what you want, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the other advice I would give too, and I'm guilty of this as well. I think everyone that plays this game is guilty of this. We're very reactionary with our list. So, like, one, you take a list, you're like, on paper, the list is good. Okay? You're like, okay, I got most things covered. I can attack most things. You lose one game with it, and you're like, garbage with you. Yeah, and so I would encourage you to stop doing that. I'm trying to stop doing it. It's hard. I get it, man. I do it, too. I do it, too. Like, I'll have a really good list, and, like, Evan and I will talk about it, or someone else, and I'll talk about, like, oh, man, that list looks nasty. Like, holy crap. And then I'll lose with it. I'll be like, this list is garbage. But in reality, I'm garbage because I didn't play right. Or, my opponent just outplayed me, which happens. You know what I mean?
I'm 1-2. So I've had 3 games with my current list with the snipers, and I still think it's good. Like, I need... Yeah. When it goes, like... 2-8 is probably when I'll finally stop, like, change it up. By that time, hopefully Krennic's out, so I can I can do that, because I just like the fact that, like, when the generic guy comes out, I'll probably dump Veers for him, because I just like the fact that this is just like a nobody army, right? There's no heroes here. There's no Luke came across like the guy who got promoted into the military and he got put on this nothing planet so he wouldn't get near the war. And now there's Luke Skywalker showing up, just murdering everybody. And all he's got is generic nobodies, and right, like,
yeah.
I just think that's kind of funny in a weird way to me. But when the generic guy comes out, I just want to run like a no heroes, I'll call it, like, no heroes list, just because I can, right?
Just because, like, why not?
Yeah, I think it's funny. And then when Krennic comes out, I'll be making that scene from the beginning of Rogue One, when the planet with all the Death Troopers.
No,
right?
I can't wait.
We need the Death Trooper soundboard.
Yep.
That needs to happen before we...
I will make it happen. But anyway, so that was what I kind of want to get across to you guys. And I'm sure a couple of you will point out that that was preachy. But guess what, man? Yeah. I don't care. Don't listen to it then.
This is our book club.
Yeah. Fast forward.
Watermarks.
All right. So, let's move on. You know, so the Wookiees, they had the preview for that today, so I'm going to load that up on the screen here so Evan and I can kind of go through it. And so let's go here. Tuesday, December 18th, the Wookiees were spizoiled. And let's see, they're coming with the frag grenades, they're coming with tenacity, they're coming with recon intel. They have the bowcaster Wookiee, which is the one red, one white, impact one, and
pierce one,
which is nice. Let's see, what else? Let's get down here. So Wookiee warriors, they have charge. That's the same thing as Luke and the guards have.
After a move action, you can take an attack action.
Yeah, free melee attack.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Expert climber. So they
clamber for free.
Do whatever they want. They get over stuff, which is I kind of like that.
That's really good. Now that the fence ruling has been put up, where you clamber from one side, then you clamber down the other, so you can lose a bunch of guys climbing a fence.
Indomitable, so during the rally step, roll red dice instead of white. Okay.
Sure.
You know, get rid of some suppression. I mean, they got 2 courage. Unhindered. You So basically, these guys' terrain doesn't affect them on any level, from a climb, from a...
I find it interesting. They come. Do they come with the environmental gear?
So they got a hidden card on here.
Oh, is that?
I doubt. That would be so stupid if it was environmental
gear. Go down here a little bit in the article. Go up. Naturally unhindered, Wookiee ignore the effects of... without having to commit extra points to equip
environmental gear. I honestly, I don't know. Write us. Who even uses environmental gear anymore? Honestly, I can't even think of a single time I've used it.
I guess it's whatever you play on with your buddies, but but let's go up here. Let's look at their stats. So we got you get 3 units for the cool price of $75. You get 3 health apiece. They roll white dice. They do not surge on defense, so 1 out of 6 chance on those bad boys.
Yep.
They surge on hits though. Their Rook Blade is 2 black apiece.
That's
their
melee.
Kashiki Pistol is 1 to 2 with a black and a white. And they have a slew of upgrade, grenade, tech, 2 trainings, and the extra dude. They look pretty good. This is what we're just talking about. I look at them and I'm like, I don't know if I would. That's like a lot of points to see you get taken away with no surges, but.
I would say the problem is, and I think you're thinking this just because we've been playing with the guards.
Yeah.
And the guards are really good.
Red defense dice, man.
Yep. And they got 2 black for their shooting, and they got a black red for their melee.
Sure do.
You know, I don't know. And Guardian 2. They're pretty, pretty good.
I think these are amazing flankers.
Yeah,
you just send them off, and they just can go take a point, or they can just... Like, you send your main army one way, send 2-3 groups of these guys the other way, and then God help you if they get close.
Yeah. The problem that I've seen... So we've been playing with them on Tabletop Simulator.
Yeah.
The problem I've seen with them is that E-Web and the Royal Guard... And snipers eat these guys up from an Imperial standpoint. Yeah. Like, you, because of the white dice and because of what you want them to do, which is get into close quarters combat, you got to be real careful with these guys. And so you got to, like, use line of sight, use, you know, terrain to kind of get around. And
yeah. Because, man, that's, if they were cheaper, you know, because you could look at them at like just a meat shield unit where you just throw them ahead and they have to shoot them, right? They have to kill them because if they get into melee, it's going to be real bad. But so even if you do that, man, that white die just doesn't go too far, right?
Like, right.
Especially if they have pierce now, like, what do you, you finally get that joy buzz in your brain. It shoots some chemicals into your head that you're like, oh, happiness, I rolled some weight of aid die, and they're like pierce 3, like, okay.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, people are going to come back and say, yeah, but they got 3 health each. But who cares? It's white dice.
Yeah. Like, that, sometimes those ATSDs with my double aims, like, I'll have, like, 6-7 hits. That's...
Yeah, I mean, okay, so let's think this through. So you add the 4th guy in.
Yep.
That's 12 health.
That's a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
It is a lot. You're rolling white dice. So you're guaranteed that if you leave these guys in the open...
Oh, they're super dead.
Yeah.
Maybe duck and cover's not bad for them. Because they can indomitable it off.
Yeah.
Right? So you do... Who cares? Take all that stress. Like... Oh, I call it stress. Take all that... Suppression.
Yeah.
And then... So you'll always have armor 2. Well, we have armor 1. They don't have low profile.
Right.
But that's... Not the worst, but that's a lot of points. That's like, isn't duck and cover like 8 points or something?
Yeah.
It's a lot. And then you want tenacity, so you can get that red die in there.
Yep.
So that's another 5 points, I think, if I'm thinking that right. So that's without adding the bowcaster. So these guys can get, do you think a grenade's worth it?
No.
No, yeah. I mean, frags, I guess?
Maybe, but you still, if you're within 1, you should be trying to charge.
Yeah.
So 35 points for the upgrade.
Holy
so 100 and 110.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, that's snowtroopers though. Snowtroopers like 100 points with like grenades and a flamethrower.
I think it's like 87.
Oh, that's it. I always think like 100. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, like I'm over here thinking like these are not super great, but then again, someone's gonna win a tournament with like just nothing but Wookiees.
Oh, they've been doing good on TTS.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what do I know?
It's not, but it's how you play them.
Yeah,
And I think, you know,
and to be fair, those TTS boards have a ton of terrain.
Yeah.
So if you do not have a lot of terrain on your table, I feel like you're gonna have a real bad day with those.
Sorry. So I'm just gonna load up lists so we can talk lists too in a second. But yeah, they look good. I think they could be. They could definitely fill out an army, a rebel army, really nice. I like, but so I guess I'll talk about what I like about them. I like the fact that they got 3 health each. I think that makes it a very tough unit to put down.
And whenever we get medics, maybe. Right, that'll be good.
But what I would argue is you get caught by an E-web or even a laser, you're talking between 5 and 6 potential hits there. Let's round it to 3.
Yeah.
So you're losing a Wookiee per round.
Yeah.
If you get caught in the open.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may not. With all their ability to get around terrain and stuff, you know, maybe it's better. But yeah, I mean, it's tough. But yeah, I would say from a rebel perspective, they're a good unit to have. Even though they're rolling white dice, they are going to be, they're going to be alive longer because they got the 12 health if you're rolling with the extra one. And you know,
that's true. I guess TTS is a different animal than a normal tabletop that we play at. Cause I feel like even with the tournament terrain, like where you take like enough to cover a fourth of the board and you put it out there, and then I feel like there's way more than that, so I don't know. But
well, and I think so, maybe that's a broader conversation that you say, you know, to your local store, like if you feel like terrain isn't filling up a quarter, if you don't feel like you have a lot of stuff that's doing height, also making sure you're setting up area terrain properly and calling it. These are all things that you need to start doing because this game was built for that, for cover and area terrain and hindrance. Yeah. And so, because otherwise, why would they have all these words about and upgrades to stop you from getting through terrain, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are the Wookiee Warriors. We'll dive deeper into those once they're released and we see them in person, as we usually do, both them and Chewie when they come out. So next up, a lot of people have been asking about lists, what we're playing. So I'm going to run through a couple things. I had a couple ideas for lists. Actually, you know what? Let's run through. Okay, so this is
Lord, you have a lot of lists on there.
I just sit and build lists all day long. So okay, so this first list I'm gonna show is something I've been playing around with. It's 10 activations, 799 points. So I have Emperor Palpatine. He's got Force Choke, Force Push, Anger, and Esteemed Leader. Okay. I have Stormtroopers. I have three DLT Stormtroopers. I have a Snowtrooper with Flame, Emergency Stims, and Impact Grenades. I have 2 of those. 2 Scout Troopers with Snipers, and 2 E-Webs. So this is something I've been playing around with right now. I really like the guards, but they're expensive.
Yeah.
And I've been struggling with that. Because, like, look at this. Like, Evan and I were just talking about this. So, Snow Troopers with a Flame Trooper, Emergency Stims, and Impact Grenades. And I know what you're thinking, but I like the Emergency Stims because the idea is if I get a Flame Trooper into position, what always happens? For those of you out there that play Snow Troopers, Flame Troopers, they get annihilated.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if you put Emergency Stims on it. How many times have you been close to another unit within the one range, or one more movement away from being within range one, and you have only your leader left, or they wipe your... So what if you had emergency stims and you could hold off 2 wounds so you can keep your leader and the flamer alive, and then you just flame them, and then they die. If you want
to think of it, it's like 8 points gives you 2 more troopers.
Yeah.
Right? Like, sure. More or less. Like, 2 more troopers worth of health.
So, you know, so I like that. I like snipers are kind of you have to have for some reason, even though I hate them, but you got to have them. And I've been playing around with the E-webs. I like the E-webs, like I said earlier, with Palpatine because he's got that he's got pulling the strings, so he can give them a couple extra shooting actions. They are squishy and you got to be careful where you put them and how you place them. But also they could be, they're 55 points. So they're worthy like cannon fodder as well. So, like, if you want, toss them out there to, like, distract your opponent so that you can either flank them or get to an objective. Yeah. They're a good distraction, and people will pour a lot of time into them. Now, I like this list. I'm playing it Thursday, I think, is my team league game. So we'll see how that goes. So that's one list. Then the other list. So this one I just came up with today. And
Rebs 2, Grampy Pelps.
We could go through all the names of my idiotic list names. This one's called The Empire Lives. So 797 points. I have 11 activations. I could have 12. I played with this. But so it's Veers, Improvised Orders, Emergency Stims. Now you're asking why stims on Veers.
Sometimes it matters.
Sometimes it matters. Sure, but does. Also, my idea with this is really, why do you have Veers? What are the two reasons you have Veers in your list?
Maximum firepower and the double aim handing out.
Yeah. And he's cheap. So three
and
reasons.
And he's 80 points, right, or something. Yeah. It's...
So here's my thought. Most people are pretty reserved with Veers, right? They hold, sure, them back. They don't throw them into combat too much. This dude throws three white dice, sharpshooter one, pierce one. He rolls two black dice when he gets into combat, okay? So here's my thought. Be super aggressive with them. Get maximum firepower off, okay? Then just start trying to go after objectives with them. Hand out aim tokens on your way. And shoot people with Pierce 1 and Sharpshooter 1.
That's fair. I had a clutch turn when I was playing in my TTS game where I really needed him to get the hit, and those white dice can really let you down.
Sure.
He's got precise 1, so you, yeah, have to reroll 3 of the name tokens.
Right.
So it should be like, and he surges, so it's, right, 3 out of 8, like, and 2, 3 chances for 3 out of 8, and you get 1, and then it just, like, you Sharpshooter 1, so, like, cover,
yeah,
it. Okay.
So my thought here is, if you're aggressive with him, and you get him up into the front lines and he's playing, he may be that one pierce one. Like, maybe you get one shot and you get the pierce one. Maybe you knock something in a different direction.
I honestly forgot he had pierce one forever. Because when do you shoot with him normally, right?
Right. So that's why I have Veers with emergency sims. And I have stormtroopers. I have 4 stormtroopers with DLTs. Okay. Now, I have 2 snowtroopers. These are just flame and impacts. 73 points. Not bad. I have 2 snipers. Okay. Yep. Okay, now here's where it gets interesting.
Here's where it gets real.
I have the guards. I have them. Okay, because here's my question, right? Before, if you were playing, before the guards came out, if you played Veers, a Veers list, right? And you didn't play bikes, you didn't really have answers to force users.
Sure did not.
Right? You don't have anything.
Yeah.
So the Royal Guards with the Electro Staff Guard, they give you an answer to Vader and Luke.
They are immune to Pierce. Melee,
yeah,
Pierce.
Melee Pierce. Yeah, melee. So, you know, you gotta cover them with Vader, with Saber Throw, until they can get close into contact. But so you give them Electro Staff Guard. You give them Tenacity. You give them Hunter. So now they're aiming when against a wounded, yeah, okay? And you give them emergency stims, plus they have Guardian.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So I just have them decked out. It's 118 points, okay? It's kind of like having Boba there, but I think it's different, right?
We could even run them in between your two snowtroopers.
Yeah.
And they can just suck the damage off each, yeah, one, and then you just run them up, and who cares if they die? Your snowtroopers got there, so it's,
right,
frag grenades and flamethrowers for everybody. Right?
That's what I'm saying. They're really versatile, and they can do a lot of different things. They can face a lot of different challenges. Like, I believe it was, I want to say it was Notorious Scoundrels podcast yesterday, and they were talking about maybe keeping them back and having them soak up wounds from snipers.
Yeah.
Like, that's an option. Yeah. If there's no force user.
Yeah.
Have them soak up wounds for the snipers, so you keep your sniper teams alive.
Man, I hate snipers.
Yeah, me
too. I play them because
you have to,
but it's. I remember when I saw them announced, and it's like 1 to infinity, and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. All right. Okay, and then the other interesting part is, now I'm a little, I believe it was Orchimedes pointed this out to me. The E-Web is tough without PELP, right? But it's got HQ uplink and the barrage generator. Now that is nasty. And I think this list, you're looking at 11 activations. So the reason I said I could get 12 was if if I took HQ uplink off, if I took barrage, if I kept the heavy, the E-Web naked.
Yeah.
And then I kind of slimmed down the Royal Guards. You can add another unit in here. Like, you could add another barrage generator, or E-Web.
Yeah, if you took emergency sims off a couple guys. Yeah. Then, yeah.
For 12 activations.
Sure could.
So
that's the Empire's problem right now is besides Veers, none of their generals are real affordable, right? It's
no.
Vader and Palp, and those are 210. And then, so that's why we need Krennic so bad. Even if he's not amazing, he's just another dude, right?
Yeah.
Like,
And the problem is, like, I want to run, I would love to run Vader and Palpatine, but it's just not realistic.
Oh my gosh. That's insane. All right. It's going to be like a 6 activation army.
Yeah.
Like, you'll have your,
it literally,
you'll have like your 4 soldiers,
yeah.
4 stormtroopers and that.
Actually, you know what?
Do you have one built?
New
Death City.
No. what was Vader is here?
Grumpy Paps and Uncle Bob.
I'll get to that one. All right. So this one is called Vader is Here. So it's Vader with Saber Throw.
Uh-huh.
That's it. 210. Yep. Stormtrooper with DLT. So 4 of those. So how many activations was this? 2, 4, 9, 10. Okay. So Darth Vader with Saber Throw. 1, 2, 3, 4 Stormtroopers with DLTs. A Snowtrooper with Flame and Impact. 1 Sniper. Imperial Guards with Hunter and Emergency Stims and 2 E-Webs.
Jeez. This is...
It's just weird. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I was just thinking about this going, I don't know, this would be kind of weird. I
think you're drunk with power on this list.
Oh my God, I really am. Grumpy Paps, Pelps, and Uncle Bob. Okay, so this is Palpatine. How many points are we? Sorry. 799. 9 activations.
Yeah.
Palpatine, Force Push, Anger. Stormtrooper, just with Recon Intel. Stormtrooper, Recon Intel. Stormtrooper, Recon Intel. Stormtrooper, Naked. Stormtrooper, Naked.
What is going on?
Boba Fett with Hunter and Emergency Stims. Uh-huh. 2 Royal Guard,
naked.
And a Sniper.
And 1 Sniper. Jeepers, creepers.
Could you imagine facing this list?
Like,
what are you going to do?
What do I even shoot first?
Yeah. Right. So, I don't know. It's 9 activations. The only problem with this, there's no answers to armor in this at all. Like, if I face...
You got Vader.
No.
Oh, it's Palpatine. Oh, no. I got lost.
So, I mean, he could do a little bit, but not till he gets there. He's got Pierce, too, but, like... Boba Fett's got some answers, but
got
really...
Got that wrist rocket.
Overall, there's zero answer.
Impact one.
I just thought it would be fun.
Jeez.
That would be fun. Okay, let's see.
Stains on Bubba.
Oh, did I do Entire Legion? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
The New Boys. Something Empire.
Stains on Bubba. Veers.
Yeah.
So this is 797.
Mm-hmm.
This is... 9 activations. So Veers with improvised orders. Stormtrooper, DLT. So 3 of those with DLTs. Okay, now this is 3 fully decked out snowtroopers. So you got a flame with an extra snowtrooper with recon intel and impact grenades on 3 snowtrooper units.
Madness.
Boba Fett with hunter and emergency stims and 2 snipers.
Gah. I gotta play snowtroopers more. I forget they actually count as a core troop unit.
Yeah,
I only own like 1 or 2 of them, and so I usually count them out. I'm like, well, I've owned like 6 stormtroopers, so I want to play 6. I've got them right, but even though they only move one man, like
yeah,
steady's okay.
Yeah,
I really want their impact gun to be okay. Their ion gun. No one runs vehicles but me, so who am I going to shoot myself? Like, Ion's good. Like, denies vehicles actions.
Yep.
But that poor... You're going to make that poor guy who brought that that one snowspeeder real miserable. Right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Ion it twice, loses 2 actions or whatever. Like, it's just gets this compulsory move.
Let's see, Rebs 2. This was me playing around with Rebel list. Okay, so 797. This has got 11 activations. Rebel list. Luke Skywalker, force push, force reflexes. 1, 2. Two Rebel troopers with Z6. I want to say there's more. Three Rebel troopers with Z6. Two fleet troopers with scattergun. Two strike teams. Three strike teams with snipers and two laser cannons with HQ uplink.
I really
uplink.
Forget that Luke's got the pistol with two pierce.
Yeah.
The DL-44. That's the same thing Han has. I just forget he's got it because everyone always uses a lightsaber.
Yeah. So I want to repeat this. This was the crazy list I came up with for Rebels. This is 11 activations with Luke, two fleet troopers, three regular troopers with Z6, three snipers, and two laser cannons with HQ uplink.
Jeez. That's actually not the worst, right? Like, those cannons can handle... They'll wipe something off the board.
Yeah.
You just aim and fire.
And if they go, you still have 9 activations.
Yeah. Yeah. 9.
And they still have to contend with 3 snipers. They still have to contend with Luke and fleet troopers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to face this list.
Yeah.
This list is nasty.
Man, that's pretty good.
I'm actually thinking, like, after this round of the group,
try something else out.
The team, I might switch over to this list.
I don't actually need to own anything on TTS because TTS is great, right? Like, so I only play what I own.
Yeah.
And so maybe I should start experimenting.
Well, but I get what you've been doing. Like, you've been trying to play the list you want to play. And
yeah.
So that makes sense.
I get the reps in with it, right? Like,
right.
That's the whole point. I just need to buy more snowtroopers because I feel like I can swap. Even, I honestly feel like a four-man snowtrooper list naked is just might be better the way I like to play it, better than the stormtrooper, because that's steady where you get to move, shoot.
Yeah, I think where you're going to miss them is when you're going to...
trying to get an objective or
something. Recover the supplies. Like, that move on stormtroopers to get you there is real good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But, so those are the lists we're playing.
We have the top 5.
Let's do that. Okay.
So how about...
let's start at number 5.
Let's... you do 5, I do 4, you do 3, I do 2, you do 1.
All right.
Let's do it that way.
So I'll start with 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So these are the top 5, our top 5...
Combined
units that we think are in the game right now. Not the new stuff coming up. Number 5. I'll put Royal Guards at number 5.
Okay. That's respectable.
I think... they're good. I think they're a little expensive for my taste, but they're good enough that they make up for it. They got a lot of good stuff, but I don't think they peak past number 5 because I think there's better stuff.
I'll tell you what happened to me with those guys. I was playing TTS. He had one just as captain left. He moved, charged, killed my last guy in a group, and then moved again.
Yep.
To get into melee with another group so they couldn't leave, and I was real upset. It was just the captain, too. He had tenacity, so he was, like, rolling 2 red and a black. Yeah, that was a sad day in L.A., man. That was...
Well, and that's the thing, like, adding emergency stims onto them. Like, you're like, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
And you just put the...
Leg exhaust.
You're like, I'm going to beat you next turn, and then he'll die.
Yeah. My number 4 is speeder bikes.
Okay.
I've always loved cavalry in any sort of miniatures game, but... every miniatures game cavalry's in, it's expensive. So it's like I want to play in Worm Hordes, the cavalry for the Retribution of Gaia Skria. I'm going to say that wrong. The elves, the tech elves.
Yeah.
And their box was $100 for 3 horses, and I needed like 3 sets of those. And I said, nope. but in the box, like, I didn't realize bikes were good. I just bought them because I'm like, oh, bikes, it's space horses, right?
Yeah.
Turns out they were good. So I was one time I've ever called anything, like, luckily, when buying it. But no, speeder bikes, I think, are good utility. They're fun to play. They feel like they're actually speeding bikes because they can really go. Like, if you want them out of there, they just zip. They count for breakthrough, which is great. So if you have a trip bike list and breakthrough is your game, okay. But no, they even got the little blast out pistol. If you got to shoot guys behind you, I think they're good.
So number 3. So everybody at home, we're just doing this out of pocket right now. Just so super there was whatever. no pre-thought put into this or comparative of lists.
We talked about it before, and then I don't think either of us thought about it. Now we're just kind of like shooting from the hip.
Okay. So number three, I would put, you know what? I'm going to put Boba at number three.
Okay.
Versatile. He's a multi-tool. He can do almost anything. He jumps around the board like a monkey. Yeah. And it's crazy.
He's like the only trooper unit that I've seen that's got movement three.
Yeah.
Right, so even when he's not jumping, he's just running like a maniac.
Plus, he's got the, you know, he's got command cards. I mean, he's got it all. He fits any list if you got the points, and he just becomes a hassle on the board for any list. Does. Like no matter what your list is, you're like, God, I got to deal with Boba.
He can take tenacity, can he?
Yeah, yeah.
Three red dice. That's half a lightsaber, right? With his boot kicks
and a hunter. Yeah,
give you the kicks. Oh gosh, God. That's
number two.
ATSD.
Jesus.
Well, okay, I'll say snowspeeder.
Whoa, hey,
one of the two.
What?
So,
all right, we've gone off the rails.
Real crazy. So, again, not a great unit. Considerably the worst unit in the game.
Yep.
But man, will people come over and ask you about what it is when they see it on the table, especially if there's an ATST on the other side of the board. So, I'm going to put both those vehicles in number two. They're not really used anymore in the game. Like for the hard meta, no one uses either of them. I'm only using them because I want to be a hipster. It's fine. Sure. Plus, I bought two, and gosh darn it, I'm going to play two if I own two.
I turned one of mine into terrain.
This is what I think about you, you rusted scrap bucket. But I think the two vehicles, I think there's going to be something that comes out that puts the snowspeeder, not over the edge, but at least when you see it, you're like, uh-oh. Right? You should always, like with, same thing with X-Wing, same thing with Legion. Anytime a person has a unit, you should be kind of scared of it. Right, there should be some fear, like I don't need to worry about that.
Yeah.
Like now you see the snowspeeder, like whatever, I'm not even gonna shoot it. Right, like just let it go by.
I think it depends on the list. I think the dice it toss is crazy.
They seem good.
The problem is it moves too much. You can't get anything back, and the points are too high. But yeah, I think you're scared of it. I would be scared of it.
I'm totally not.
I'd be like, oh man, that's something I'm gonna have to think about.
Then again, people think that about my ATSTs,
right?
And they don't. Sometimes they are very wrong, and sometimes they're very right. Yeah. I've got two ATSTs like trying to kick to death one stormtrooper, like. Two sets of four red dice coming at one guy, and they just can't stop him out. Like, so I've had that happen, or I've had like just like snowtrooper unit gone,
yep.
Stormtrooper unit gone, rebel unit just evaporated. So a lot of people ignore them because they're considered not great, but and the worst part is I don't even know if it's right or not to ignore them because I've had such extremes happen where I've had two of them just take out in a whole army. Just boom, whole unit gone, boom, whole unit gone. Yeah. Or I've just had one just drop.
Right, you've had two that couldn't even take out a sniper.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. Oh, geez. How, he had like 9 suppression. 9 suppression. He survived a maximum firepower. And then every turn, two mortar fire on that one guy behind that stupid rock. I'll never forget that.
So for number one, I kind of have a tie.
Okay.
If you're okay with this.
I did two vehicles in my last one, so... Mm.
Number one, I think if I was being unbiased here, but since you went with vehicles for number two, I figured our list wasn't about what units were actually good, but what we think are fun and good. So
that was your speech, right?
Yeah. So I would say I have two for number one. I would say overall, the best unit in the game, just from going back to my speech, efficiency being good and being fun, is Luke.
Yep.
He's insane. His
tagline is the hero of the rebellion.
Right. And I don't think anyone would argue that.
No.
I would think that number two, though, is Palpatine. One A, one B.
I thought you were going to say Vader.
No. Because I think what happens with Palpatine is he's the only one that really has a real answer to Luke right now.
The lightning?
That bomb, the A-bomb. And now
you will die.
Right, and I don't know that you necessarily even need to use that all the time, but he just changes up his two-pip, given to your anger, like, holy crap.
They're all themed around Luke in the movie, so it's like, it's just like the movie.
Yeah.
It's like
so I would say he's like 1B. Luke is 1A and he's 1B, and I think
that's so funny that you picked him. So... When he shocks him, so is Vader going to come in and throw him off? just Frankenstein them off on right, top of yeah. a building. Like,
maybe, maybe. Well, you can't force push off the board anymore, which is a real bummer.
Which is a real bad day. Oh, we finally figured out what lava does.
Okay.
In TTS, it actually has like...
Oh, yeah, lava. Yeah. I've played on that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
It's just like clambering, right? You just yeah. clamber through it. And because when we were playing with... we did that one lava map at Comic Zone. We're like, I guess you just die, right? Like, it's that's lava, right? You're dead if you touch lava. I mean, you saw the third movie. Like, Anakin barely made it out of that.
And he's like one of the most powerful Jedi around.
He lost his legs, his arms. Like, what's going to happen to a stormtrooper?
And he
melted,
and he cried. He cried.
This is insanity.
But all right, folks, that's all we have for this week. Once again, we pre-recorded next week's episode, so have a great holiday and a wonderful life, and we will talk to you. Actually, we'll talk to you next year. So enjoy. Enjoy your holidays. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Stay rad.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.